extensions of those 1, 2, and 3 parameter IoT models than those models themselves. The second criteria comes from measurement theory. We want measurement on a quantitative scale. We just want the equivalent of fundamental measurement in the sciences, as it has been defined by Campbell in his well-known book in 1928. That's a very important criteria. Otherwise, we just rank examinees and not measuring their abilities. Here I probably disagree with Wright and agree with Ron. All models that have a quantitative parametric structure and fit the data measure these parameters on a quantitative scale. The properties of the scale just follow from the invariance of the model. So it's not that the 2 and the 3 parameter model don't provide fundamental measurement. They have quantitative parametric structures and the scale properties are known. But the RAS model has a very simple parametric structure, an additive structure, and hence the model is easy to interpret and has nice statistical features. But there's no exclusive claim here on fundamental measurement. To me, the issue is rather statistical than measurement theoretical. The next criterion, of course, is empirical fit. This is the ultimate criterion. Properties of the model, we don't have properties of the model without fit. It's not mathematics we're talking about, it's empirical data. And we must simply admit that if you compare the 1 and the 2 and the 3 parameter model, that the 2 and the 3 parameter models are more likely to fit. They just fit better in generally. But at the same time, we should observe that fit is a very complicated thing. It depends on the power of our test, and there's an important issue in what metric should we measure fit. But again, ultimately, we need satisfactory fit. The fourth criterion is statistical. We need models with estimators and goodness of fit tests that have reasonable statistical properties, and I immediately include numerical manageability here. And in this respect, the RAS model is much better. We have a whole body of the well-developed statistical theory. It's the theory of exponential families, which means that for the RAS model, we know that we have consistent maximum likelihood estimates, and that is a basic property. I mean, if you don't have consistent estimators, that means that in the long run, for a very long test, even on the average, you're not estimating the true parameter. So it is a very basic property. For the RAS model, we have uniqueness and existence. We have proofs for the uniqueness and existence of those estimators. We know when they exist and that they are unique if they exist. We have goodness of fit test, not just global goodness of fit test in the sense of a likelihood ratio test against unspecified alternatives, but we also have whole catalogs of more diagnostic, statistically sound diagnostic tests, and we're just referring to the work by Glass and by Kelderman, for instance. And finally, we have sufficient statistics. And there's a misunderstanding here that can often be heard, namely that if you don't have sufficient statistics, that you lose information, and that other models are less informative because you lose information. That's not true. The only thing that happens if you have sufficient statistics is that life gets much simpler, that your computer programs get shorter. And this is true for the RAS model. And these properties also hold for extensions, multidimensional, polytomous, or other extensions of the RAS models, as long as they remain within the theory of the remain within the exponential family. For the 2 and the 3 parameter models, the picture is much worse. We have procedures that maximize likelihood functions, but we don't have those well-known properties for maximum likelihood estimators. We don't have a proof of consistency. We don't know the conditions for existence and uniqueness. There are no statistically goodness of fit test, let alone a whole catalog of diagnostic tests, and we don't have sufficient statistics. So numerically, everything is very complicated. So what's my conclusion? my conclusion is that we meet a dilemma. It's the dilemma of good statistics versus good model fit. And both good statistics and good model fit are necessary conditions for good applications. So what is the state of the art? I think the lesson again to be learned is to be modest. Is there a way out? I would guess so. That's change the practice of test construction. Leave the practice of a one-shot approach and start applying models in discussion with content experts. Start pre-testing items and start building item banks of just building one test overnight and applying an IoT model. What I have in mind is that often content experts create many more items than are in the test. So the choice is much better than just if you're performing item analysis than the items in the test. And that we should be looking for the intersection between what content experts agree on and what fits the model. This may be easier in psychological measurement, where we have much more theoretical background and where we construct in real psychological variables than in achievement testing, where there's lots of achievement testing and there's less theoretical underpinning. But I think it's worth going that way. So let me sum up. We have to apply a model. There's no measurement without a model. That's the first conclusion. Second conclusion is that the practice of test construction should change. No one-shot approach, more pre-testing, more test item banking. And, very important, we should have more discussion with content experts about items and about alternatives. As for the model to be applied, and that's my position, my first choice would be the Ross model. It's simple. The final statement, yeah, it's simple and it has good statistics. But I'm not dogmatic. If you have to apply the model to data and the data set is fixed, if content experts convince me that certain items must be retained, if it's an important application as much at stake for school kids or other people, if the Ross model doesn't fit satisfactorily, if my family is about to starve, I'm about to run away, I would apply the two-parameter model. But be suspicious of the quality of the statistics the computer programs provide.
Thank you, Wim. At this time, we'll have replies from Drs. Wright and Hamilton. First would be from...